comfort and support, I invite you to close your eyes so that you can focus on the energy of you with you. And in this focus of the energy of you with you, let us send our own selves a wave of self-compassion. Acknowledge that sometimes things can be challenging and sometimes we may disappoint ourselves, and yet it's okay. We are here on this wondrous journey of being a human facing duality, and have compassion for yourself. Are you able to love yourself for that amazing journey you are on? And just allow any sense of judgment, any feeling of disappointment, just let that be suspended right now so that you can focus on sending yourself a wave of love and appreciation and gratitude. That gratitude that you are even now taking that moment to have an inner dialogue with your own self. There is so much love for you, for this journey that you are on. And there's nothing really to do right now. Just allow yourself to sit and receive the love that is being poured onto you, absolutely poured onto you, from the loving entourage of Kryon that is here. Kryon knows you personally, and is ready to give you a message. So let us now give thanks to Kryon and receive the loving message that's coming through.
Are any of you feeling strange lately? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who tune in to these free shows, perhaps not even seeing channeling before, or perhaps you are familiar with the energy that I bring. Dear ones, the energy that I bring to you is love. I am in love with humanity. I see your soul. I see the beauty, the beauty. I see the magnificence in all humans, every single one who is watching this now. The channeling, that's just spirit, the sacredness pouring through the man that you hear in this channeling method, trying to get across to you in your own language how special you are, and tell you that things are changing. Why are you watching this particular episode? Why are you watching the channeling at all? Perhaps you will echo that feeling of the theme of this month. There are some odd things happening. Very odd things. The question I have given today is, are you feeling that personally? Is something perhaps unsettling for you? Now, I am aware that watching this program, this episode, there are many old souls. There are many what we would call light workers. There are many who are awakening perhaps to a larger truth. The larger truth, as we've defined before, is this. Is it possible that there is a truth which is inclusive of everyone with love? without the rules of membership or doctrine, is it possible that God's love is for every soul on the planet, and it's equal and it's beautiful, and there are no have-tos? Is it possible that there is a loving God that walks you through life if you want it to, if you allow it, and that when you pass over, there is a celebration, and then you return and continue? And all of that is for the reasons of the love of Gaia, for the love of Earth, for the love of the soul family. Is there a bigger truth? And if there is, and there is, dear ones, it's all about joy, compassion, beauty, and timing. And this is what we have given you over and over. Right now, dear ones, on this planet is an awesome time, an amazing time. I arrived in your 1989. The first messages that I gave my partner to give to you was the change is coming. The change is coming. There would be a shift. The magnetics of your Earth would shift. You could see it on your compasses because it will align with a new consciousness. There are many things that are going to happen that are not in your prophecies. There will be no Armageddon in the years of the 2000s, and there were not. We gave you information about a shift that was magnificent for humanity that was coming, and this is where you sit in it. How do you feel today about this? Are some of you feeling odd or different? I hope so. Here is the message I want to give you today. Welcome to feeling odd. In other words, you cannot go through an energy shift like this without this feeling. You are losing some of the old energy attributes of this planet, losing them. And some of you count on them. Bad habits are starting to change. And some of you are missing them. This is human nature, dear ones. I love you so much for this. For going through a change which some of you feel might actually be frightening. Some of you are saying, well, I'm more frightened than what I see on the earth than what I see in myself. We have actually discussed that before as well. We told you there might be an alignment of darkness to fight that which is happening that is light on the planet. Now, think. Use your logic for a moment. Would you ever see an alignment of darkness if it didn't have to fight something that was beginning to happen? You've always had dark things on this planet, dark energies, low consciousness. It never had to have a coalition. It never had to have an alignment. Now it does, and you're going to start seeing it. And I predicted it. I told you. There would be those invested in low consciousness that would want to get together so they could actually oppose the light which is coming on this planet through you. How does it feel to have a shift like this going on? Oh, there's more to this shift. We've told you. Last month, we gave you information that we've been giving for some time to watch for something coming that's profound. We told you that the very system of how you return is actually starting to change massively, not just marginally. We told you that the past life energies that come in with you, that sometimes steer you from place to place, along with the karma that steers you from place to place, is starting to be dropped, eliminated, while you're alive. Not necessarily simply for the next time. How are you feeling lately? I'm going to ask, could it be that you're feeling a release? Could it be that these things that are starting to drop away from you or being reactivated within you are starting to change how you feel, how you think? What if the time capsule of that which is beautiful teaching from the stars in past lives is starting to catch up with you because the alignment today of mastery is starting to that match that? In other words, it's aligning with light. Now, if you don't understand what I just said, I gave you the reason why some of you are feeling different. Because that which is old consciousness on this planet is starting to move away. And that is a change of everything you've ever experienced. How does it feel, old soul, to have gone through thousands of lives with one kind of consciousness, literally in the dirt of the earth, and have that start to change as even Gaia awakens? As what we have talked about, the nodes and the nulls are sending energy. Well, we've talked about that which is inside you starts to awaken because it sees this energy of the precession of the equinoxes. You are starting to receive that which I will call instructions inside for mastery. Oh, it was always there. I want you to relax, all of you who are feeling awed right now, or frightened right now, or fearful right now, and what is going on the planet. And I want to tell you, I have been telling you this was coming for 35 years, and here it is. It is not a surprise. It is right on time. And it's going to win. Light is going to win. You're going to see. Dear ones, all of the things happening right now are a precursor to an awakened planet, including the battle at hand between dark and light, including the changes within you, including that which may happen to you the next time around when you awaken without karma, without past life energies, and all the instructions you get for life come from within, the mastery of your soul. That is the beginning of an ascended planet. That's why things are seeming a bit odd right now. To so many of you, seeing things you didn't expect within yourselves, within that around you, within your society, even within your culture, you know it's different. And I'm here to tell you, this is why the love that I feel is so immense for all of you. The love of spirit, of God, if you wish, for all of you, is so amazingly powerful and strong and awakening within you at the moment, because you're right where you belong, awakening, feeling it, on time. Can you be grateful for the oddness of life at the moment? Can you be grateful for feeling that something is sloughing off of you? Maybe it's even bad habits. That in itself is change. That in itself affects you all. It's a magnificent time to be alive, dear ones. Welcome the light that is coming. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.